Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've mentioned before that I've got a Peloton. I got it shortly after the Free Press Marathon because in Michigan, you can't go outside and run in the wintertime as easily as you can in the summertime. So Peloton's in the news right now, and more so if you owned a Flywheel, which was a competitor to Peloton, because a while back, Peloton sued Flywheel and said, you guys are infringing on our patents. And the parties apparently struck a settlement recently where Flywheel, in essence, agreed and said, you know, we're going to shut down our business. So people who bought the Flywheel exercise bike are out of luck. Well, not completely. But in case you don't know what I'm talking about, Peloton is an indoor exercise machine. It simulates that you're riding a bike. And in front of you is a screen. And on the screen, you can take part in classes with other people elsewhere around the world, live classes or recorded classes, or you can just go for scenic rides, which is actually what I do. And I've used my Peloton now over 200 times since I got it in October. I've done it once this morning already, and I do it twice a day, most days, half hour each. So if you got a Peloton, look for me. I'm Milo Wolfie, M-I-L-O-W-O-L-F-Y. But the first story, and I've got a couple stories here, comes from The Verge by Nat Guerin. Flywheel owners found out that their bikes were bricked through Peloton. They didn't get the word from Flywheel. They got the word from Peloton. And the writer points out that Shani Maxwell would get up every morning at 4:30 a.m., throw on her Flywheel t-shirt, and hop on her Fly Anywhere bike. She's an avid fan who's been riding with Flywheel since 2013, and she leapt at the chance to own the company's branded bike when they came out in 2017. She was doing five classes a week. She'd started her day riding, then she'd go to a strength class in the afternoon. On the weekends, she went into a studio for a live class with friends that she'd met from the Flywheel Studios in Miami. It was a community, and that's true. And likewise, Peloton is a whole community also. So it came as a surprise when she received an email from Peloton, not Flywheel, telling her that her $2,000 bike would no longer function by the end of next month. Flywheel settled their patent dispute with Peloton earlier in February and decided after the lawsuit to discontinue the at-home bike product. She says it shocked her because she knew that the lawsuit was happening but didn't expect it would go this way. We just didn't realize they would shut down, she said. Flywheel users Jared Podnos and Courtney Odman also learned about their bike's demise from Peloton's email. Now, here's the deal. Peloton is contacting people saying, look, you have a Flywheel. You may know we sued Flywheel. We've reached a settlement with them, and part of the settlement is that they're going to stop doing business with their bikes that were infringing on our patents. And so, therefore, we're going to let you trade in your Flywheel bike on a Peloton bike. And then you can just continue the service through Peloton. Some people might not like that. They go, hey, I don't want to go with Peloton. I want to go with Flywheel. Well, that's not an option anymore. So, Podnos says the communication from Flywheel has been pretty poor. He tried contacting Flywheel to see if he was eligible to swap his bike because he was still financing his bike through a finance company. He says, I called their customer service line. I couldn't get through. He left a voicemail, never got a call back. Went to a physical Flywheel location where they filmed the classes, but no one had answers. Flywheel also did not respond to The Verge, which is the organization that Nat Guerin writes for. So at the time of publication, they're still waiting for a comment. Now, here's the deal. Nat points out that this has happened in other settings with internet-type stuff. It's the first notable case for a piece of streaming fitness equipment. Ever since Peloton released its bike in 2014, many companies have been attempting to replicate the model, including Echelon, SoulCycle, Nordic Track, and Flywheel. But so far, Peloton remains the market leader. And the funny thing is that when I bought my Peloton, I did a little bit of research. I went to a Peloton store, tried one, realized I was going to like it, bought it. And then for the next month or so, I got bombarded with Peloton ads. Which is the one little tweak that someone needs to figure out on the internet. Because if you search for something, you'll start getting bombarded with ads. And I understand why. I mean, it makes complete sense. But once I've bought it, and now I'm being bombarded with Peloton and Echelon ads. Well, I ain't going to buy an Echelon once I've bought a Peloton. So Flywheel is the second largest cycling studio chain in North America. The Flywheel home bike was considered a real threat to Peloton when it entered the home cycle market, is what one analyst said. In reality, however, its subscription service was quite lacking compared to that from both Peloton and even Echelon. It had fewer live classes per day and a much smaller backlog of recorded classes. And I'm not trying to sell Peloton here, but Peloton's got something like 14 or 15,000 classes in a library that you can click through. And if you find an instructor you like, they'll have all their classes listed. You can just take their classes if you want to. I saw somebody complain saying that they didn't like how Peloton felt like you were going into a motivational talk. Well, it depends on which instructor you're in front of. I've seen some who are just up there just saying, hey, look, here's what we're going to do. Ride. I've seen some others up there who like giving out advice and trying to talk you through it. And, you know, everyone's got a slightly different style. And so, you know, if you don't like one instructor, just flip around and find one you like. But like I said, I stopped doing the classes because I found these beautiful rides they do where they put a camera on a bike and they ride through the mountains of like the Alps or South America or, you know, the Appalachian Trail or something. And so, you know, I'll do a half hour riding where I'm looking at scenery that I wouldn't see otherwise. It's you know, that's so there's a lot of stuff you can do on board the Peloton. Flywheel bike owner Chris from San Francisco also hoped the company would scale well given how big of a following they already had in their studios. At the time, we thought Flywheel would grow their user base and content to the point where there wasn't much of a difference between them and Peloton. He says, obviously, we were incorrect. So The Verge reached out to a whole bunch of Flywheel bike owners and said, what are you going to do now? And all of the ones they contacted said they were going to take Peloton up on the offer to trade in their bikes. Now, several people said we're going to miss our favorite Flywheel instructors, but trust me, finding spin class instructors in this day and age isn't going to be that difficult. One guy said the Flywheel experience is just another lesson in taking a chance with the internet of things. It's the risk you take when signing up for a platform that is still in development. It was a risk factor that we weighed from the onset and were comfortable with. I don't think it will dissuade me from trying new Internet of Things services, but it's certainly a cautionary tale that consumers should be aware of. So the story got wide coverage. Besides, The Verge Business Insider wrote an article about it. Brian Peach, it might be Peach, Piesch, P-I-E-T-S-C-H. But basically, it's people who own Flywheel at-home exercise bikes can trade in their bikes for a similar model from Peloton through March 27th, okay? Then Flywheel is shutting down its at-home subscription services around the same time. The offer comes after Flywheel settled with Peloton over allegations that they had copied Peloton inappropriately in violation of patents. And Flywheel owners who trade in their bike will get a refurbished Peloton for free, but will have to pay for a Peloton membership. And memberships, I think, are about $39 a month. So that's what happened with Flywheel and Peloton. And, you know, I had a lot of people ask me, I don't know if I commented on it or not, but there was the TV commercial Peloton put out right around Christmas where, you know, Christmas morning, woman comes down the stairs and the husband presumably points and goes, honey, I got you a Peloton. And she's all excited and she gets in the Peloton and it documents her journey as she uses the Peloton for a while. And she's all ecstatic and excited about it. And people were upset by that because they said, how insulting that a man would buy his wife an exercise bike, especially when you see the woman in the ad who doesn't appear to need exercise. And it's interesting how people project onto commercials and onto things. Because when I saw it, my first thought was, oh, she asked for a Peloton and he got her one. I assume husbands and wives speak to each other. I mean, I hope people understand that when there's a commercial that's 60 seconds long, they're not actually suggesting that the husband and wife met at the beginning of the commercial and at the end of the commercial, they disappear. It's presumably a husband and wife like in real life, and the husband and wife might speak to each other, and the wife might have said to her husband, you know, I like to stay in shape perhaps this winter. Maybe it's hard to get outside when it's snowy out. I wonder if I might be able to get myself a Peloton like one of my friends have got. My friends are raving about them. So when I saw the ad, my first thought was, oh, she probably asked for it. And that's why she's so excited. She knows what it is. She immediately recognizes it. That's the thing I was asking for. Now, the funny thing is somebody shot a parody commercial and a woman, again, like I said, projecting her own thoughts onto this, was ripping on, you know, oh, my dumb husband got me this exercise bike, you know, don't need it. And okay, I guess. But the weird thing is that there are companies out there, Peloton's one of them, but there's also an electric car company. And there are people out there who are trying to manipulate the stock. And they will make money if the stock crashes. So they're actually trying to do things to hurt the stock. And interestingly, there are people doing that with Peloton stock. And one of the entities that was promoting that whole angle was one of the groups trying to tank the stock. But, you know, you're free to do anything you want. I'm not one of these people who meets people and says, you know, you need to exercise. Oh, you need to watch what you're eating. So again, if you were the owner of a flywheel at-home bicycle, you've got about a month to decide if you want to trade it in on a Peloton or just use it as a laundry hanger. There you go. Questions, comments, put them below. Those talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. When the going gets tough, upgrade.